Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode, we remember an anniversary of a date of it when the network offered a large sum of money to air football as it discusses a major television deal that set the football world on its ear. It's all coming up with birthdays of Hall of Famers in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen for this anniversary, the date of June 9th. It's football history headlines, it's birthdays of Hall of Famers, and we are just going to give you those nuggets of information that make this day so special in gridiron history. And it's coming up in a second. But first, we want to make sure that you can reach us on social media. We are on Twitter, at PigskinDispatch, Facebook, Pigskin Dispatch, and we have the post almost every single day on the Reddit, r Sports History, and we post there every day also, and also Sports History Network, where you can find them on Twitter at Sports History HQ. Make sure you check those out. Stay in touch with your great sports history from Sports History Network and PigskinDispatch.com. Now let's go to your football history headlines, and we'll start off with our football history headline of the day, and it comes from the Standard Speaker from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, when on June 10th, 1960, it had big bold headline in the sports section that read, American Football League closes five-year football deal. Yeah, they were referring to the June 9th, 1960 television network ABC and the fledgling AFL. They signed a five-year contract for the rights to broadcast 37 regular season league games, as well as the playoff championship and the AFL All-Star game. The contract was worth $10,625,000 over the five-year span, giving the new league just about $2 million per year that they could use, almost unheard of revenue sharing platform for each season. That meant that each franchise, after paying agent fees, etc., would have a cushion of $225,000 to start each season. This was believed to be the first professional television contract ever signed, and it paved the way for pro football to have a new lucrative revenue stream from television. Now, if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did today from the Standard Speaker in Hazleton, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. So to get that free one week, get your pencil ready. sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, free 1 week of newspapers.com. You want to take advantage of that because it is definitely worth it. Now, let's go to some birthdays of Hall of Famers for this June 9th. We'll start off in 1928, Cincinnati, Ohio. Al Broski, the Illinois safety from the seasons of 1950 to 1952. TheFootballFoundation.org fills us in at the fact that Broski became famous for pass interceptions during an era where rushing, passing, and catches were the only stats that mattered to anybody. But when he picked off 11 passes in 1950, 10 more in 1951, and then 8 in 1952, that defensive takeaway became much more relevant with the media. He had a total of 29 picks. It was an NCAA record that lasted for 23 years until it was bettered in 1975. Broski played safety and was also recognized as a tough tackler. He was the Illinois captain and most valuable player his senior year. Illinois had a 20-win, 7-loss, and 1-tie record in his time there. The 1951 team went 9-0-1. They won the Big Ten and beat Stanford 40-7 in the Rose Bowl. In 1951, Broski had a 61-yard run with an interception against Iowa. He had other runs of 44 against Ohio State and 32 against Indiana, 20 against Wisconsin, and was heralded for making tackles that prevented an opponent's touchdown or defending passes that shut off touchdowns from his opponents. The records and play of Al Broski were inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1998. Make sure you check that if you're ever down in Atlanta, Georgia. June 9th, 1954, Columbus, Georgia. Woodrow Lowe, a linebacker out of Alabama, played from 1972 to 1975 for Coach Bear Bryant, arrived into the world. Lowe was only the second player in Crimson Tide history to be a three-time first-team All-American. Woodrow set an Alabama single-season record with 134 tackles, propelling his team into the Sugar Bowl and in claiming the national championship. The NFF states that those accomplishments sent him on to be the 1973 Churchman's National Defensive Sophomore of the Year. Woodrow Lowe entered into the College Football Hall of Fame as part of the 2009 entry class, and at the 1976 NFL Draft, Lowe was taken in the fifth round by the San Diego Chargers. He played in the NFL for the Chargers for his entire 11-year career and missed only one game in that span. He tallied up 21 career interceptions in the pros, taking four of them all the way to the house. June 9, 1973, San Francisco, California. The University of Arizona's talented defensive end from 1992 to 1995, Teddy Bruschi, was born. The NFF's bio of Teddy explains that Bruschi concluded his career at Arizona tied for the NCAA FBS record in career sacks with 52 quarterback splats. Teddy and the rest of the Wildcat D took on the name of Desert Swarm Defense. The two-time All-American was a Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year in 95, and he also took home the Morris Trophy as the league's best defensive lineman. The College Football Hall of Fame proudly set up a display honoring Teddy Bruschi in 2013, and Bruschi was a third-round selection by the New England Patriots in the 1996 NFL Draft. He enjoyed a 13-year career, winning three Super Bowls with the franchise. The Pro Bowler was named the Associated Press Comeback Player in the Year in 2005 after he came back and played at a high level following a stroke a year earlier. That was just amazing how Bruschi came back from a stroke. I mean, that's a pretty serious disease to have, or have an event to have happen to your body, and he came back and played NFL pro football at a very high level and was an all-pro. Wow, great for him. Now, there's some other VIP birthdays that are folks that are not quite in the Hall of Fame yet. We just want to recognize a few of those. So June 9, 1954, Craig Colquitt, the NFL punter who played for the Steelers and the Colts during his career. In June 9, 1983, Josh Cribbs, he was an NFL wide receiver and kickoff returner for multiple teams. In particular, he was a great returner. Who could say enough about Josh Cribbs? Who could say enough about all these Hall of Famers and this great football headlines that we have for this June 9th? I hope you're as excited about hearing them as I was telling you about them, because I'm pumped about these things. These are just great, getting these little tidbits and nuggets of football history each and every day of the year, and you can do it right here, your Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. And you can go to pigskindispatch.com and get all that great blog information too. See it in writing. You know, sometimes the printed word is just a great thing. We usually have some connected photographs that go with them, a lot of them from the U.S. Library of Congress, and we thank them for sharing that with America so that we can share that with the world. And we also have our podcast on the Sports History Network, as we talked about earlier, sportshistorynetwork.com. You can see all our other partners over there at the sportshistorynetwork.com talking about all kinds of great sports from yesteryear, because it is truly becoming the headquarters of sports yesteryear. Check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com. And we have a great week coming up this week, a lot of big news, and you don't want to miss a day because it is really exciting gridiron news, even though this is sort of the slow season, they say, in the NFL. Well, there's been a lot of great events that have happened, and we want to keep you up on them from all levels of football, all leagues, all pro levels, all high school levels, all college levels. We like to talk about it all because this is a place for positive football and positive football history with the great people that made the game so famous and so much fun to watch and to listen to and to learn about. And it's just a rich history. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.